On Friday's show, we talked about a recent string of high-level government leaks, from cyber war in Iran to drone strikes in Yemen and Pakistan. And we also talked about the potential damage they could do to our national security. You can catch up with those stories at thetakeaway.org. Senator John McCain and other Republicans have accused the White House of purposely leaking some information to score political points.
This administration has been blatantly political on all national security issues that I've been observing of. And so I think it's very clear that these leaks came from the White House, people within the White House itself, and these people are very politically oriented.
President Obama denies those accusations. Over the weekend, though, Attorney General Eric Holder announced two investigations into leaks, one for the Stuxnet operation in Iran, one for the now well-known drone program. Our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us now. So what exactly are these investigations intended to do, Todd?
Well, you just sort of named it there. So let's get to the bottom of the leaks of those two areas. And there's a third as well, the apparent American infiltration of Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists that headed off a bomb plot recently headed towards the United States, which was also publicized. There are two U.S. attorneys. One fellow is named Ron Machen. He's U.S. attorney here in the District of Columbia. And another fellow, Rod Rothstein, over the border in Maryland, both U.S. attorneys. John McCain, who you heard at the top, is one of the Republican senators saying they want an independent counsel to investigate the sources of any of these three leaks. They didn't get it. Instead, they got Attorney General Eric Holder saying that these U.S. attorneys, who ultimately do work for the Obama administration, are fully authorized to fully prosecute any illegal criminal activity as relates to any of these three areas.
Although if they come up with no criminal activity, people are going to say that's because they work for the White House.
Sure, they probably will. And then there's the interesting question of sort of the double edge of this for the White House. On the one hand, you do have Republicans saying that they're trying to puff up the president's national security credentials, whoever these leakers are. Now, we don't know who they are. The president said emphatically before the weekend that they did not come from inside the White House. But then there is also the Obama administration's record, which a lot of liberals view as completely draconian. Celeste, the Obama administration has criminally prosecuted six leakers since the president took office, and that's double the amount of any other president at any time. Hard to say that they're soft on leaks. Now, if it were the case that those leaks came from the high levels of White House operatives, who knows? Yes, I'm sure that you're right that the president's opposition would say that there's politics involved.
So at this point, these investigations into these leaks proceed without Eric Holder's investigation. I mean, how independent is Eric Holder saying they will be?
Well, he says they're fully independent, fully authorized to prosecute all leaks. And that's exactly what some senators want. Listen to Dianne Feinstein here. She is chairman of the Senate Intel Committee. She was on the Sunday shows yesterday.
And as Chairman Rogers said, the investigation has to be nonpartisan, it's got to be vigorous, and it's got to move ahead rapidly.
She's a Democrat. That's what she wants. That's what Mike Rogers wants, the head of the House Intel Committee. Members on Capitol Hill are upset about these leaks, and some of them, mostly Republicans, want an independent counsel. But you heard Dianne Feinstein there saying they're fully behind this appointment of two U.S. attorneys.
And well, that doesn't stop either the Senate or the House from bringing it to committee themselves. Todd Zwillick is a Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.